Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Steve Silverman, who's president and COO with Abbey Carpet and Floor and Floors to Go. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for spending time with me. I couldn't make it down to your convention in Orlando the first couple of weeks of March. You had back-to-back conventions with Abbey Carpet and Floor and with Floors to Go.
You were missed. Yeah, everyone was asking for you. But aside from that, the convention, Kemp, was not only one of the best that I have attended as a officer of Abbey, which is now 20 years, but certainly the best in the past 7 years. The mood of the members was very upbeat, as was the mood of the suppliers.
Steve, why don't you update our listeners as far as just generally the size and scope of both Abbey and Floors to Go?
Abbey was founded in 1958, originally not as a franchisor of floor covering stores, but as a retailer in California. Mm-hmm. In 1962, Abbey began franchising. Today, we have approximately 570 members with about 670 storefronts. Mm-hmm. The assets of Floors to Go were acquired by Phil Gutierrez, who is also the chairman and owner of Abbey. In 2002, that company has grown from what was originally 70 franchisees, primarily in California and in the Western region, to today we have about 175 members with about 200 storefronts.
So you say that this is probably the best meeting you've had in 7 years. I'm taking it that the feedback you're getting from your membership is that business is improving. Is that right?
Exactly. Housing is certainly improving. Employment, while we were there, dropped a couple of tenths of a point from 7.9% to 7.7%. So the mood was certainly upbeat by all people who attended.
We see the statistics, and we've seen where housing starts are up, housing sales are up, both on the new side and existing side. Is that relating to more flooring sales with your members?
Yes, it is, Kim. Primarily on the resale side, the refinancing of mortgages, new homes, we are a very big player in the custom home market. We are not as big a player in the tract home market, although we have several of our members who are very large participants in that market, in the multifamily market. But our primary business, as is the industry's, is the replacement market.
Right.
And money is pent up on the part of the consumer, and they're beginning to loosen their purse strings.
All right. What are some of the highlights of the meeting and some of the key initiatives that you talked with your members about?
This year, for the first time, we shortened our general session to four speakers, a keynote speaker who did an outstanding job, Palmy Bueller, and I hope to be able to talk a bit about Palmy a little later in our interview. Of course, Philip Gutierrez, the chairman of the company, myself, and David Hardy. David is executive vice president in charge of merchandising and member services. Then we followed that general session with a new concept, which we call workshops. And workshops they are because we have a panel rather than a speaker, a panel of primarily members led by one of our management team. And we have several roving microphones who walk through the audience. And we open up the topic by talking about the particular subject we want to discuss. We had four of these workshop sessions, and all were equally well attended, as was the general session. The first topic was how to run a successful sale event, which is really tied to the pricing of your selling floor prior to the sale event and how you price your floor during the year so that when you have a sale, you can offer a legitimate value. Too oftentimes, flooring retailers price their floors at 32-35% margin, then they wonder where they go when they have a sale. We talked about how you should price your floor during the year so that you can enjoy a successful sale. And our belief is that members should not be afraid to price their products at 50-55% gross margin for a couple of reasons. Not only does it give them latitude to come off a legitimate dollar amount or 25-30% during a sale event and still make a decent margin. But perhaps more importantly, the value of our private brands and private label prevent comparison shopping. So a consumer who walks into an Abbey or a Floors to Go store and they see a particular product at a particular price, it's very difficult to shop that product in another flooring store because it will be under a manufacturer's name or another group's name that would be entirely different than our name.
Actually, I like to put emphasis on this because this is a key point that I firmly believe in. You know, the consumer who shops for flooring may go to the home center to kind of ground out the value of some things, may check the internet, but when they come in and they're actually talking to you, they have no idea based on installation, the whole installed floor, what the cost might be. So I think there's a problem occasionally where retailers aim too low, and there's an opportunity to sell quality goods for a fair price.
I totally agree with that, Kim. Consumers shop for flooring every 7 years or so. Mm-hmm. I've been in this industry 47 years, and I have a difficult time telling you the price of what a particular broadloom cut product should be or a hard surface product. Then, of course, every job, with the exception of an area rug, is a custom installation. And you have cushion, you have labor, which vary from one marketplace to the next. It's very difficult for anyone, including mill executives, to blindly look at a product and tell what that product should be priced at on a retail floor.
You mentioned a minute ago you had Palmy with Invista talking, and there was a couple of takeaways on that. Let's hit that for a second, if you would.
Palmy is director of retail development for Invista. He talks to the retailer about how to improve their business, not so much from a financial standpoint, but from a relationship standpoint with the consumer, things that the consumer finds attractive, things that a salesperson should know and have in their portfolio of knowledge when they talk to a consumer, the hot buttons, if you will, and things they should not discuss. Palmy is a very bright individual. I don't know how many hundreds of retail stores, if not more than that, he visits during the year. He's not an intellectual who sits behind a desk and reads books and tells you what retailing should be about. He is actually out in the field. He talks real-life situations. He talks about what the retail salesperson should do from the time they greet the consumer to the time that the flooring has been installed and what they should do after the sale to make sure that they have a satisfied customer.
You actually had some new suppliers that you introduced to your membership on this go-round, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We had Mohawk Home, mm-hmm. which is the umbrella for American Rug Craftsman, which is the name of a line of area rugs that has been resurrected. It used to be sold to the mass merchants. Now it's being sold to a limited number of retailers. Mm-hmm. And it also includes Karastan area rugs. And for a minimum investment, which our members embraced, they can be in the area rug business and have a selection of area rugs that begin at retail at $99 and go up in price point. They can advertise Karastan area rugs, which is a name that everyone recognizes and many consumers recognize as probably one of the best-known names in the industry. Another area rug supplier we introduced is Feizy, F-E-I-Z-Y. They have a magnificent line of medium price to many thousands of dollars for unique one-of-a-kind rugs. Another new supplier was Home Legends, and they were a hit at our convention. They're a supplier of hardwood and laminate. And we had another supplier that is a regional supplier by the name of Hallmark, and they are a supplier of hardwood. All of our new suppliers, I believe, were very satisfied and happy to be at our convention when they looked at the results.
And one last thing before we run out of time, I want to make sure we hit on this. One of the key strengths of the whole Abbey organization is what you do around talking to the consumer and bringing traffic to your membership through your national magazine advertising, and you're continuing that this year, right?
Yes, we are, which began in 2007 on television. First, it was satellite TV, then followed by cable TV, and it was very difficult to measure the results. We really were not satisfied with that form of media to go to the consumer. So in 2008, we switched to national magazine advertising, which hits our demographic audience. Since we began in 2008, which coincided with the launch of our website, through a mechanism we call Request for Quotes, consumers can request a quote, and we pass that quote on to our member, no charge, and they can contact the consumer. We have passed on over 40,000 of these requests for quotes, and the whole magazine advertising has been a resounding success. I believe we're the only retail group that has advertised nationally to that degree.
Actually, I've got to hand it to you. I think you're right. Just to quantify a little bit further, obviously Home Depot and the home centers does some advertising. Lumber Liquidators does some advertising. But as far as in your area, which is taking care of independent flooring retailers, consumer advertising is very expensive. And I know your investment is very large. You're to be commended. I think it's one of your key differentiators. I appreciate you spending time with us and telling us about your meeting. Again, we've been talking to Steve Silverman, who's president and COO of Abbey Carpet and Floor and Floors to Go, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.